Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 10, Ram's Terrible Discovery, Scene 7. For Ram, Sita Sarvam Iti. Having watched Shabari depart, Ram spoke to Lakshman. This hermitage shines with splendor. Simply by coming here, we have been freed of the stain of sinful karma. Dear brother, surely now our fortunes will change. I feel that we shall soon meet with Sugriva. Ram felt joy as he anticipated meeting the monkey. He remembered Kabanda's words. Soon Sita would be found, he felt sure of it. The two brothers left the hermitage and walked around the edge of the lake, carefully surveying the area. Sounds of peacocks and parrots perched on trees nearby echoed all around. It was noon, and so the princes took their midday bath in the lake. The water was crystal clear and covered with innumerable lotuses, making it appear like a many-colored carpet. The lake had gently sloping banks of golden sand covered with tall trees. Long creepers reached down to the water, and shining fish nibbled at their ends. As the brothers continued around the bank of the Pampa, which stretched for miles, they came to the foot of the Rishyamukha mountain. Ram gazed up at it. Surely this is the mountain where Sugriva dwells. O Lakshman, my heart is torn with grief for Sita. I feel I cannot live much longer unless the princess is found. Please, quickly search for that monkey. Thinking of Sita, Ram burst into a loud wail. Where was the daughter of Janaka? Perhaps she had pined away in his absence, dying of grief. As Ram looked all around at the beautiful scenery, his pain only heightened. Everything reminded him of Sita. The peahen's mating dance brought to mind the way Sita would approach him in love. The fragrant breeze was like the scented breath of his beloved wife. Yellow champaka flowers resembled her shining silk garment. Bright red tree blossoms looked like the princess's full lips. Deer moved about with their mates, piercing Ram's heart as he remembered how he would wander with Sita. The white swans reminded Ram of his wife's complexion. Indeed, he saw her everywhere he looked. Ram cried out in anguish, his heart burning with the pain of separation. Lakshman tried to comfort his brother, again reassuring him that surely Sita would be found. And as he spoke to Ram, his voice rose in anger. The sinful Ravan will find no shelter, even if he enters the darkest region of the universe. I shall seek him out. Either the Rakshasa will yield Sita or meet his end with me and my hands. Throw off your grief, dear brother. Together we shall strenuously exert ourselves. We shall find a Sugriva. High-class men never give way to despondency, even when faced with the most terrible calamities. Rather, high-class men become more and more determined to to overcome their difficulties. Ram was heartened by Lakshman's assurances. The two brothers then continued their search for Sugriva.
तू ही माता, तू ही पिता है,
तू ही तो है राधा का श्याम,
हे राम हे राम, हे राम हे राम।
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी,
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी,
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी,
तू अंतर्यामी सबका स्वामी।
तेरे चरणों में चारों धाम,
हे राम हे राम, हे राम हे राम।
तू ही बिगाड़े तू ही सवारे,
तू ही बिगाड़े तू ही सवारे,
सवारे
तू ही बिगाड़े तू ही सवारे।
इस जग के सारे काम,
हे राम हे राम, हे राम हे राम।
तू ही जग दाता विश्व विधाता,
तू ही जग दाता विश्व विधाता,
तू ही जग दाता विश्व विधाता,
तू ही जग दाता विश्व विधाता।
तू ही सुबह तू ही शाम,